يقولون سلام سلام ولا هنا سلام.
You're listening to Middle East Analysis, a podcast series taking a close look at the Middle East, North Africa region. Hello and welcome to Middle East Analysis. Now, this is a little bit of a shorter, more focused Middle East Analysis with a very special guest. Now, that's not to say that our regular studio guest isn't a very special guest. That's Dr. Harry Hagopian. Harry, how are you doing?
I'm doing fine, James, and it's good that you've actually reassured me that I'm still your consultant at the Catholic Bishops Conference.
Much valued, much valued. But we are very fortunate to have with us the Reverend Dr. Bill Schwartz. Now, Dr. Schwartz, you are the pastor of the Anglican Church in Doha, Qatar, is that right?
That's correct, yes.
And a personal friend of Dr. Hagopian.
And a personal friend indeed, Bill, if I may call you that. I've known him for many, many years over many, many countries, and it's a delight to welcome him at the Catholic Bishops Conference today and to have a chat with him, not only about personal friendships and what life has thrown at us, but also to talk about a book that Bill has just written and which was launched officially in London last night. The book, Bill, is called Islam, a Religion, a Culture, a Society. Now, for our listeners who usually listen a lot about the Middle East, North Africa in terms of either the Levant or North Africa. This is also an exceptional guest in you because you're talking about the Gulf, which is not an area that we stray into very often. So perhaps you can tell us something about your ministry and something about the book that you've just published and launched.
As well as being the pastor of the Anglican congregation in Doha, I'm also the archdeacon for the Gulf, which includes everything from Baghdad to Aden, so the whole Arabian Peninsula and Iraq are part of my administrative responsibility. And so I have the privilege of interacting with Christians in all of these countries on many different levels, and the experience then of interacting also with government officials and things like that.
And that always gives me a buzz, because every time we communicate via email, you're not always necessarily in Doha. You might be anywhere from Oman to Aden to the United Arab Emirates to Kuwait to Bahrain.
It's an exciting place to live and work, that's for sure.
In that work that you do, surely this book, which is somewhat a rewrite of your doctoral thesis, which was launched here in London and hopefully will be available online soon, that probably distills about 30, 40 years of experience that you have personally had across the whole world, not least in the Muslim world as well.
Well, I've lived in the Middle East since 1972. And my interaction with Islam has been everything from the Levant to a more secularized version of Islam in some places. But the Gulf Islam is much more traditional and much more, if I might say, anti-secular, whereas opposed in the Levant, the political structures were not heavily influenced by European history and interaction. And the constitutions in the Middle East and the Levant countries are secular-based, as opposed to the monarchies in the other part of the Middle East, where, of course, the constitutions are very much, if I might say, deferential to the monarch.
That's actually true. First of all, it's quite interesting, is it not, James, that we have with us a guest who is not only somewhat of an expert on the Muslim and Arab worlds because he's lived there, but he's also an American, and I haven't come across many Americans, sorry about this, Bill, who actually know what they're talking about. So it's always a delight to listen to you, and you've got this book, you've got this introduction where you've lived in different countries, you are now in the Gulf. What is the central message that comes out of this book?
The book comes out of years of, in a pastoral context, helping people to try to understand why they don't understand Islam. And my experience is that Christians tend to try to understand Islam purely as a religion, because we have a separation in a secular context between religion and state and all these kinds of things, whereas the title of the book is Islam is a Religion, but it is also a culture, and it is also a society. And if you try to compartmentalize it, you're going to get it wrong. And so the idea there is, how can we identify the appropriate comparisons? I mean, there's one particular chapter on jihad, whereas that is a very bad word for many, many Christians, particularly in Europe and the United States. It corresponds almost 100% to the word crusade as it's interpreted and understood by Muslims in the Gulf.
Indeed.
And so when we use the word, we're having a crusade about this, that, or the other thing, it implies all kinds of historic and very negative connotations.
Indeed. And one thing that would interest me insofar as the book goes and the message coming out of it, and it's very interesting you used jihad as an example of one of those chapters. Now, you've lived across the whole Muslim and Arab regions. When you write a book like this, would you say that it applies to the whole region, or are there differences of interpretation and understanding of Islam from one country or part of the region to another? For instance, would a Syrian or a Lebanese Muslim understand your book in the same way as somebody in Abu Dhabi or Muscat or Doha?
Well, let me say that the book is written for Christians to understand Islam.
Okay.
And so Muslims would have different reactions to it, because what they're reacting to is my perception of Christians' reaction to. I mean, it's a vicious circle thing. But I think it's important to say that what I'm trying to present is the Islamic equivalent of what, as an American, I would call the Bible Belt Christian.
Mm-hmm.
Muslims who want to be good Muslims, and they read the How to Be a Good Muslim kinds of books that you find in Islamic bookstores and articles and things like that. But they're not theologically literate Muslims. They're following, a group of people that they know and respect and who are told how to be a good Muslim. But they are becoming a more and more dynamic and essential manifestation of Islam in today's world. So that relatively conservative, not necessarily radical, but entirely focused understanding of Islam is what is becoming more and more difficult for the average Christian to comprehend. That's what I'm trying to address.
And it's very interesting, James, because one of the things in the discussion we were having just now, where Bill offered a copy of this book to Bishop Declan Lang, who is the head of international affairs at the Conference of Bishops here in London, we were also discussing about how the perception of Christianity, of faith, and of Arabism differs from, say, countries like Syria, Iraq, and Jordan, to the ones in the Gulf. So I think this is something that we should address in the future, and perhaps as we at the conference here expand our own programs, you and I should also in the future deal a little bit with more with what is happening in the Gulf region as well, to inform our readers a bit more.
Well, I have to say, it's been a pleasure having Canon Bill Schwartz in the studio, and I understand you're not in the UK very often, so this is a rare privilege. Maybe we can get you on Skype at some stage.
Oh, we could work that out.
Sounds good.
Sounds exciting.
Now, I won't be too upset that sitting in the presenter's chair, I've been a mere observer listening on, because it has been fascinating. And I know little about the Gulf states, I have to say, apart from stopping in Doha for about, 2 hours before going up to Tehran. That's my only exposure. So it has been very interesting. And thank you so much for coming in to do that. And I suppose I should thank the stand-in presenter, Dr. Harry Hagopian, for proving that he can do both things.
Would you give me a pay rise alongside the thanks, James,
well,
for being a stand-in presenter?
I think we all know that naught plus naught. And so
it was a pleasure, okay. Bill, to
it's
have you
my privilege. Thank
here.
You.
And I'm sure our listeners would be delighted to have your viewpoint, particularly since when people in the Europe and in the West talk about the Gulf, it almost conjures up either very positive or very negative images of affluence or misunderstanding. So maybe this book would be a step in the right direction. So let me add my word of thanks to those of James in our little studio here in London.
Well, thank you both very much.
That's Canon Bill Schwartz, the pastor of the Anglican Church in Doha, Qatar, and of course, not forgetting the international lawyer, analyst, and general all-rounder, Dr. Harry Hagopian. Now, the home of our podcast, as you know, Middle East Analysis can be found on catholicnews.org.uk. You can also pick it up through iTunes if you like to subscribe that way, or RSS. So check our site. We'll be with you very, very soon with another one. And yes, thanks very much, gentlemen.
Thank you, James.
Thank you. Yeah, bye-bye.